But I'm joined now by Matt Bramley, who is your current postgrad SU officer. I'm going to ask for his thoughts on, you must be so happy, Matt, that there's four postgrad officers, four postgrad candidates running at the moment.
Yeah, for sure. I think it kind of, we've got four candidates. Do I get a headset?
Amazing. Yeah, go for it, mate. Oh,
that's a bit bad. We've got four candidates kind of from four very different backgrounds, and I think it's kind of indicative of the fact that we're trying to, as an SU, be more open to postgraduate students and be more inclusive, so that's great.
And a lot of really good manifesto points out there as well, like a really good kind of breadth of experience and policies to choose from. But were you slightly maybe disappointed with, I think it was a 9% turnout in postgrads when it came to voting?
I think it's always a challenge to get postgraduate students involved in the voting process. It is disappointing because those votes do matter, and the higher the turnout is, the kind of more that our voice is listened to by the university. But I can understand the challenges of getting out there and meeting postgraduate students. Some of the more traditional campaigning methods, would you say, you know, going to nightclubs, going to lecture shout-outs might not reach as many students, so it is understandable, but it's a challenge that, you know, all the candidates have got to address going forward.
And when you were running, were you uncontested or did you have competition?
No, I ran, there were three candidates in my race.
And what do you think gave you the edge?
I'd like to think that, what gave me the edge? Good question. I'd like to think that I just was very well organised in the way that I ran my campaign. I'd like to think that my manifesto was well informed by a range of different views. I had a few structural advantages as well. Some of the other candidates were newer to the university than I was, which is obviously helpful to me. So kind of a range of factors.
And if you had to give any advice to the future postgrad officer who will be very shortly announced, what would it be?
My advice is always the same, which is to listen to the students. This job is bigger than your manifesto. It's bigger than your opinions. You're not there to impose your voice on the Students' Union. You're there to go out and find out what students want and to bring that to the Students' Union, bring that to the university, and represent the students' voice. It's not necessarily about what you want. It's about what the students want. So it's not just about, obviously you have to be very strong and confident in your beliefs, but you also have to be open to listening, open to different ideas, open to learning. I've found it to be a massive learning curve, to be honest. I'm a lot more knowledgeable, a lot more productive than I was 6 months ago. And I think hopefully over the next 6 months I'll continue learning and learning, because none of the officers have all the answers. You know, we can only do our best, so always make sure you're learning, open to listening to the students.
But of course your job isn't over yet. You've still got 4 months or so to run, and you've got the Link 17 summit coming up soon, haven't you? Is that the thing you're most excited for, or is there other stuff around as well?
That's amazing. So yeah, Link is happening on 19th of June. Last year we had 100 students present. Next year we want to make it even bigger. I'm massively excited because it's honestly one of the most inspirational days you'll see. When we talk about Nottingham as a research-led university, I think a lot of students don't necessarily experience that directly, but getting the chance to witness the amazing range of world-class, life-changing research that happens on this campus and our other campuses is truly, you know, inspirational. So I'm massively looking forward to that. Something else I'm looking forward to is the NUS conference, and I was elected as a delegate, and along with another couple of universities, we're working to try and improve our representation at a national level, because I think if you think about the sort of political climate at the moment, when you think about issues affecting the higher education sector, issues affecting our relationship with Europe and the way they affect research, students especially, and universities, kind of campaigning to affect those rights is really important. So I'm really, really looking forward to that.
So we don't have a national postgrad officer, do we?
At the moment, we have two postgraduate officers from NUS who represent the entire country. However, they're part-time. That means they represent all of the PhD or master students in the country alongside studying for a PhD. If you ever study for a PhD, you know how hard that is and how much of your time that takes up. When you imagine on top of that, you have to represent a huge number and a hugely diverse range of students, it's an impossible task.
Well, thank you very much, Matt. Final question, will you be going to Ocean tonight?
I haven't got a ticket, but we'll see if we can blag our way.
You can join your own studio party if you want, mate.
Sounds good to me. But